Yourself, get more tickets. Mm-hmm. We will come back and we're going to have Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Addison joining us coming up on the morning show right here at WFHR.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. The movie to beat at the Oscars.
World War II would be over. Our boys would come home.
Oppenheimer leads the pack with 13 nominations. Barbie's next with 8. Among the snubs, movie critic Jeffrey Lyons.
There are always surprises. I thought Margot Robbie would be nominated for Best Actress, and she wasn't.
Neither was Leonardo DiCaprio for Killers of the Flower Moon. Primary voting's underway in New Hampshire, and independent Elizabeth Harlow is opting for Nikki Haley.
I do agree with her that I think that our education needs to be pumped up. I think military is important, obviously decreasing our taxes.
Donald Trump far ahead in the polls. Israel's military is reporting its deadliest single incident since the war with Hamas began. CBS's Linda Gradstein says 21 IDF soldiers were killed in a blast in Gaza.
An RPG was fired at a tank securing the forces, and simultaneously an explosion occurred in the buildings.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says Wisconsin is in a good position fiscally as he delivers his State of the State address tonight. Wisconsin has a projected $4 billion budget surplus. The speech will air tonight at 7 on many Civic Media radio stations. Republican state lawmakers are fast-tracking a bill to put an abortion ban after 14 weeks to a binding statewide referendum in April. But even abortion opponents have misgivings. Jack Hoogendyke is with Wisconsin Family Action.
93% of abortions occur before the 13th week of pregnancy. To prohibit abortion at 14 weeks is virtually meaningless.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. If it passes, Governor Evers is likely to veto it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Yesterday was the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Physicians across the country spoke out as members of the Committee to Protect Healthcare about how the overturning of decades of legal precedent makes it harder for themselves and other physicians to care for their patients. A national abortion ban is what some politicians want to make a reality.
Americans do not want politicians interfering in their private medical decisions.
That's Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's a general obstetrician and gynecologist who lives in Wisconsin but practices medicine in Minnesota.
Wisconsin's abortion ban prevents me from being able to use the full scope of my training and expertise.
A national abortion ban would take away access to this necessary health care.
Again, abortion is health care, and it is related to maternal health and fetal well-being and healthy communities and healthy families.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Bucks win in Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled away late to beat the Pistons. Final score, Milwaukee 122, Detroit 113. Giannis with 31 points. Chris Middleton scoring 26. Surpassing the big dog, Glenn Robinson, as the third highest scoring player in franchise history. And he did it in Detroit, where his NBA career began. Middleton on Bally Sports.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool moment. You know, I'm happy. Still want to keep doing a lot of great things for this team, for this city. It all started here, which is pretty cool that I did that, but I feel like I still have a lot left.
College hoops, Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight to face the Gophers. NFL, at his end-of-season press conference, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur suggested he consider giving up play calling during games in order to focus on all aspects of the team.
You know, I got to make some decisions how we, you know, game plan offensively. Going to look at all that stuff and try to do what's best for our football team.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a cloudy day today. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Could be some frost or a little bit of light patchy freezing drizzle overnight. Our low 28. Tomorrow cloudy with afternoon showers. 35 with some rain, perhaps mixing with a little snow. Tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great day out there. We got fun stuff lined up in this hour. We're going to talk a little entertainment, some good stories of the day for you as well. But we kick off with a good story of the day. We have Addison Morin with us, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 2024. Addison, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing very good.
Good.
Melissa, Addison does have her headphones on, so she can hear you if you have any questions
Excellent.
For her. Yeah. Addison, thank you again very much for joining us. And being a part of this competition, joining us on the airwaves mm-hmm. here and everything you've already done in town. I want to let the audience know, first off, Addison is a freshman at Lincoln High School. She was crowned October 28th, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen, and won some additional awards as well. The overall teen talent, I believe, and the People's Choice vote. Mm-hmm. Nice. Nicely done. Very, very cool. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Addison, I want to talk about your community initiatives and some of those. But before we do, this was a real full circle moment for
you.
Is it true? From what I read, you've been watching competitions for a while.
Yeah, actually. When I was like 7, maybe, I went to something for Halloween and I met Miss Green Bay in 2018. And it was just so cool. Like, I wanted, like, the crown was so cool and it was so sparkly, and I was just like, I want to be that one day.
Yeah. You get to this moment, you're actually mm-hmm. up there and you're competing. How were your nerves? How were you feeling in the moment while the competition was going on?
So this is like, you're backstage and you're so nervous. You're so nervous, and you step on stage and you just are like relieved, and it's just like, it's so fun to be on that stage and just perform and be yourself.
So the anticipation is worse than the actual.
Yes,
like,
yeah, that's
right.
Definitely,
yeah. That's really good to hear. That I'm happy for you about that. Sometimes it can be just as nerve wracking on stage as off. It's nice to know the relief. That's an interesting word to hear. I like that. That's very cool. And Melissa and I, as actors, we can relate to that. We get that. So when did it finally you get crowned? It's put on your head, actually, that beautiful crown I can see right now. How did that feel? When did it hit home finally?
I'd say like maybe a week after, when I started to like do stuff. I'm just like, holy crap, like this is a huge role and I'm gonna have to play this part for the next year and it's gonna be amazing.
You are of course our Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen in 2024. You came out of this experience a winner.
Yeah.
And you had a line about this that I thought was really noteworthy. For myself, I'm a big quote person. And one of the first quotes I heard when I was a little younger than you, actually, was, I never lose. I either win or I learn.
Yeah, right.
It feels like you got a little of that from this experience.
Definitely. I learned a lot of things. I learned how to, like, talk to people. Like, I'm talking to you now so clearly. Like, before, it was just so hard to, like, speak in front of a large group. And now I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm
you're
here
fine.
Now.
Yeah, you're fine.
It feels like an old hat now. You can just put it on when you need to.
Mm-hmm. So each young woman who competes with the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Scholarship Organization chooses a topic or to advocate for throughout the year. You mind telling us about yours?
Can you say that again?
your topic that you you advocate for, the thing that you were promoting, you're talking about. You're specialized.
Yes, my CSI is specializing special education, creating acceptance, and it's basically just showing that people with disabilities and learning disabilities aren't defined by those disabilities. Like, that doesn't show who they are, and they all have their own specialties about them.
Where did that passion for that come from?
Well, as having like a learning disability, I just found being in the school system is much harder than being someone without a learning disability. Mm-hmm. And it was hard to like grasp the learning, and it was just so hard with all of the kids around mm-hmm. you, because they think that you're just someone with a learning disability and you're not as smart as them.
Yeah.
So it was hard trying to grow up like having that, you know.
Well, and you're not alone in that. Myself, many others struggle with that in school, and we're learning more and more about those things. The more we learn, the more diagnoses there are going to be. So I think that you, for younger kids, seeing that, mm-hmm. seeing you as an example, hearing you promote that, talk about those things, only can have positive benefits.
Yeah.
That's good on you for that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You were also a part of the part of the competition was a 90-second talent performance.
Yeah.
So you chose to sing a song. You sang, what song did you sing?
I'm Almost There from Princess and the Frog. Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was amazing. I could just show my personality and who I really was, like joyful and like bouncy, and it was really fun.
Very cool. Very cool. How about your community service initiative? Going back to that, about how are you promoting that? How are you supporting that in the community?
We haven't gone to any schools yet, but I plan to go to schools and just go in classrooms with people with learning disabilities and not, and just showing that you shouldn't be defined as having learning disabilities, and just showing that you are you and you can be yourself no matter what.
Good on you. Mm. Yeah. You've already made a handful of appearances. You've already been bobbing around a bit. I hear that you were at the polar bear jump for the Children's Miracle Network. How did that go?
That was cold. Yeah. Once you got in those showers, like in the locker room, it was fine, but it was just like a shock. Like, oh my gosh.
Good on you, though. Way to be. And I do believe that that's one of those experiences. You only got to do it once in your life. You do it once in your life and you're good.
Right.
You've got the experience.
But then there's some people who get hooked.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true.
Because it's a rush. You jump in that cold water and then you get out and get warm.
It's just like going on stage when you're singing, and like just like
this kid gets it, Melissa. Yeah, she gets it. She gets it. You also went to some other Miss America competitions as well. How'd you enjoy that?
It's so fun having all of the other title holders there, and they're so supportive. I just went to one on Saturday, Miss Green Bay area. Super fun. I loved seeing all of the girls and how hard they worked on their titles.
So it's not like the movies, not like Miss Congeniality, where they're all fighting backstage.
No, not at all. They're so supportive, and they're all tying up each other's dresses, and they're all like, "You're doing so good, like you're so pretty," and it's amazing.
Yeah, you know, the thing that's really, I think that's the best surprise to me about the years I've been interviewing candidates like yourself and everything is the support, the support of each other. And
the
how
positivity.
Far that
we
don't have enough incidences in society where we have opportunities for women to support women,
right,
let alone at this age. That's really cool to see. And it's also a nice note to anybody out there that's listening that may be thinking about competing someday.
Yeah,
hopefully a note to them if they're on the fence about it, you know, pushing them in the right direction.
Yeah.
You are going to be competing for the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen in June. Will compete for Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen in June. Is that correct?
I'm competing for Miss Wisconsin and Miss Wisconsin's Teen. Sorry.
Okay.
And that's in Oshkosh, and I'm super excited. I'm super excited to meet with all of the other title holders and just making new friendships.
Very cool. We're rooting for you. We'll be pulling for you and everything. And as we're wrapping up, want to remind everybody that you're going to be you got a couple of appearances coming up. Mm-hmm. You're going to be dropping the puck at the River Kings game coming up this weekend. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
I come from a hockey family where you're going to do great. I can already tell. You're just low to the ground. You're going to be able to drop the puck just fine. You're going to be great at that. You're going to be. And you're going to be attending the YMCA Boys and Girls Club father-daughter dance coming up next month.
Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for that as well.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. I'm very excited for you. Very happy for you about that. Addison, as we're wrapping up here and wishing you the best out there with that crown and having fun in the community and everything, is there anything that you would like to end with? Did you like to wrap up with as far as hellos or anything like that?
This is
a tough question. Yeah, it's a tough one. I knew there was going to be at least one hardball question I'd ask you. At least one.
Something that I would say is just to be yourself. Like, people say it enough, but it's truly something that you have to like learn, and it's gonna be hard to just like push yourself into that crowd and just where you can be yourself. Like, you're gonna have to find different environments where you can just, you're gonna have to explore. That's what I'm gonna have to say. You can just be yourself no matter what.
Well done. Well said. Nicely done. Especially being put on the spot. That's not easy. Addison, I think there's a reason why it's said a lot, and we hear it a lot throughout our lives, because we need a reminder.
Right.
We need
to
be reminded sometimes that it's okay to be ourselves.
Yeah.
Well done. And you're doing great. We're looking forward to seeing where you go with this throughout your whole life. Keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us, Mom, over there. Thank you. Appreciate you. Addison Morin, Miss Wisconsin Rapids 16 joining us today. You can find out more about the competition and plenty more at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Melissa and I will be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
Hear from some of the top industry specialists from around the world of agriculture by attending an ag-focused conference hosted by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Take in a day of learning by picking from multiple conference options, each featuring a unique agenda. Join the Ag Country team in Fargo, North Dakota, or Jamestown, North Dakota. Can't make it in person? No problem. You can watch the Ag Focus Fargo Conference virtually. Visit agcountry.com/events for more details and registration.
It is going to be a cloudy day today. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Could be some frost or a little bit of light patchy freezing drizzle overnight. Our low 28. Tomorrow cloudy with afternoon showers. 35 with some rain, perhaps mixing with a little snow. Tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
This is locally grown rain.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. There's my music. All right, now we can go.
Now we
morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Just hanging out, wrapping up with our conversation with Addison Morin there, Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen, getting some pictures and things done. That was fun. That's a great young lady right there. Mm-hmm. You can find out more about the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen pageant at MissWisconsinRapids.org. MissWisconsinRapids.org. Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Yeah, and watch for Addison in the community.
Yeah. Good note, Melissa. Let's go ahead and take a look at some entertainment news. And Billy Joel is about to release his first new song in 17 years.
Whoa.
It's called Turn the Lights Back On, and it's dropping February 1st. Billy teased a little bit of it on Instagram for us. I love the fact that we're talking about new music from Billy Joel in 2024.
Yes, that's pretty awesome.
I think that's fantastic. I honestly, when it comes to artists like this, I feel like I'm not doing this right. Maybe I'm not doing my job right. I don't know. But I almost don't care if the music's good or not. I'm just happy that Billy Joel is still recording music, because I think about this stuff and it isn't just, okay, I wrote a song, I went into the studio, recorded it, boom, put it out there, it's done. The time that it takes creatives to create, the time that and energy and taking out of your daily life and all of this. I'm not saying this stuff for people to feel bad for Billy Joel. It's just noteworthy. I think it's something when people are creating new things, when people, especially Melissa, when you ain't gotta. You're Billy Joel. Nobody is necessarily, I don't mean this in a negative way, but nobody's like, wow, Billy Joel hasn't put out new music in a while. How dare him? No, he's established his career. He's pretty good. Mm-hmm. The fact that
he's 74 years old.
Yeah. But the fact that he's doing this is icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. The last time Billy released new music was in 2007 when he put out two singles, All My Life and Christmas in Fallujah. And before that, he hadn't released anything new and original since 93's River of Dreams.
Wow. So the fact that we're still getting Billy Joel music is pretty awesome.
Want to play a little sample of Turn the Lights Back On for you right now. Takes a second for it to play up. And that's all you got, everybody. That's all he gives you. the piano man's going to make you want it. He's going to make you wait for it.
And it's beautiful piano music.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
you can't deny that.
I've mentioned and rambled plenty of times, my mother's favorite singer all time, Carole King, loves her beyond all at Get Out. But you ask her if she could see anybody in concert, it would be Billy Joel. Billy Joel or Elton John. Those are two. And I never asked her a follow-up question of why. And when I finally did about it, like a year or two ago or whatever, she said it's because of the piano playing. To hear that live, she thinks it'd just be amazing, hearing a piano player like that live.
I have to agree with her.
Yeah. I know that Pam and Carl went and saw the Dueling Pianos, the Elton John, Billy Joel tour, and talked with them many times about it. I would give anything to have seen that concert. I cannot imagine how good that must have been.
Fun.
Those are two individuals that were probably never nominated for a Razzie, which is where we go next. The Golden Raspberry Award nominees were announced yesterday. And for those that don't know, that's the annual awards that honor the worst of the year. The Oscar nominees will be announced this morning, so it's always done right before those. As somebody who... Like, I'm not going to lie and act like there's a lot of actors. There's a lot of people out there that I don't care about awards, blah, 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 and all that. For me, it's not that I don't care about awards. I think it's very noteworthy to be noted by your peers. It's why I vote on the SAG and the Oscars, and it's why I pay attention to the SAG Awards. I don't really pay attention to a lot of the other award shows, but the Screen Actor Guild Awards, I watch that religiously, because that is truly your peers voting for you.
Right.
That means something. It means something to be nominated. I really genuinely believe that in my heart. If I was ever nominated for some one of these big awards, winning is great and all, but man, nominated sounds cool to me. Like that's that's legendary status to me. And you can't have the positive without the negative. I think that there also needs to be a humbling. And especially when you have a job like this in entertainment, where you run the risk of being in a bubble and being surrounded by yes people.
Yeah, you gotta have the ego check.
Yeah, anybody who is running around out there, and we got a lot of politicians like this that are running around believing their own hype. Believing that they can't do wrong, never admitting that they do wrong, never any sign of accountability. Like those aren't only people that I won't vote for. Those are people I don't want to see on screen. Like
they're not valid sources.
No. I think accountability, I think humbleness is important and vital in life, especially going forward. And that's, I think, a big part of the Razzies is to have some, the Razzies are about a lot of things. Having some fun with the industry, making sure the industry doesn't take itself too seriously, the ridiculousness of award shows, like all of this stuff is right there for you with the Razzies. But it's also, I think, very, very important too, that like Halle Berry won a Razzie some years back for Catwoman. She showed up, accepted the award, had fun with it, made fun of herself. Like, people wanted to see her movies more. Like, they already love Halle Berry. They just loved her even more after that. I think that's just as important part of this as well.
Because she took it with the right spirit.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of people that get bent out of shape over this stuff. And whatever you want to say in your private or think in your head, that's one thing. Going forward with it on social media or anything like that, like, you got to get over yourself. I'm sorry. I think a really good example of this is Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper is a fantastic actor, incredibly talented, a big, 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 big fan of his. I'm a huge fan of his. Bradley Cooper spent about 6 years to really learn how to be a composer and to learn this, the art of this, and to get this down right. He wanted to do a true honor to that role and everything. And all anybody could talk about is a silly prosthetic nose he has. Like, the nose is ridiculous, and it looks, it borders on the line of anti-Semitism. It honestly does. And I don't like to pull that card, but it kind of does. It just speaks to the silliness of all of this. Like, you can work so hard and do so much and train and do all these things, and at the end of the day, they're looking at your nose. Like, it just speaks to the ridiculousness of some of this stuff. Like, there's only so much that you can take from it. Only so so serious you can be. The full list of nominees you can find at the, let's see here, what is the name of the website? HollywoodReporter.com or TheRazzies.com. But looking at Worst Picture, The Exorcist Believer, The Expendables 4, Meg 2, The Trench, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, and the Winnie Pooh, a horror movie.
All up for Worst Picture. Well, I'm glad that one made the list.
Yeah. I haven't seen all of these, but I got to say
any of them.
That Shazam, Fury of the Gods, that was really bad. It was really, really bad. it looked like set. It's very seldom when you're watching a movie and there are good actors on screen and you can tell they are like literally like cashing their paycheck while the scene is going on. I think Lucy Liu is one of the better actors I've seen. I think she's fantastic.
Yeah, I love her.
She's so versatile. TV, movies, she can do it all. She's very good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen a better example of an actor collecting a paycheck. Like than her performance in Shazam Fury. And the only thing that's even that ties it is Helen Mirren in that movie. who is by all accounts one of the greatest actors any of us have seen. And you see her in that movie and it's just like, is she literally reading from the script right now? Is she it's bad. It's
well,
rough.
It's got a pretty stellar cast though.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, it's just like
it had a great.
And that's the thing. It's what these actors do in their parts, they don't have control over most of them anyway.
No.
They don't have control over all of the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Razzies will be announced on March 9th. And as we wrap up the hour, Melissa, I just got a really fun one right here that I want to touch on. You've probably heard about the planned reboot of Lizzie McGuire with Hilary Duff, and it got canceled by Disney after filming two episodes. This kind of happens a lot. We hear rumors about a TV show or something in the works, and then we never hear from it again. BuzzFeed put together a list of other planned TV show reboots that got canceled.
Okay.
I want to get into that one with you and Seth tomorrow.
Okay.
I wanted to preview it a little bit for everybody so that maybe they could do some homework of their own, maybe look into it a little bit of their own if they want. Kind of have some fun with the segment here. But we'll get into that one tomorrow a little bit more. Again, TV shows that were rumored that never happened. Planned TV show reboots that got canceled before they even got made. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Okay. We'll also talk a little bit about the new Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater production, The Glass Menagerie. We're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow as well. Looking forward to it. You can find out more and get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. But I wanted to wrap up our entertainment segment talking a little bit about a couple local events going on in our area. For one of them we already touched on, and that is the MJ Experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Be sure to check this out, everybody. MJ the Illusion, Reliving the King of Pop. Michael Knight brings you the full Michael Jackson performance right here in Wisconsin Rapids at the Performing Arts Center. Join him this Thursday, 7:30, over at the PAC, 1801 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com, SavorTheArts.com, or give him a call at 715-424-2787. That's 424-2787. Be sure to check that out. And coming to town as well over at McMillan Library this Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30, we'll be reconnecting with our foods and seeding the future with Jessica Greendeer.
This looks exciting.
Yeah. Miss Greendeer will talk about how she came to seed keeping, organic farming, and earth regeneration, along with what exactly seed keeping and seed reformation is. She will also discuss how seeds carry history and culture. She'll be doing this in the Fine Arts Center over at Mellon Library. Again, this Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30. Be sure to check that out. And plenty more going on at our community hub, our local library over at McMillan. Plenty more to find out there at McMillanLibrary.org.
Nice.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back after our state and local news and have some more fun. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager accused of killing a 10-year-old girl in Chippewa Falls almost 2 years ago will be tried in adult court. Court documents show the judge in the case made the ruling yesterday. The defendant's lawyers were trying to keep him in juvenile court to avoid a life prison sentence. The suspect was 14 years old when Lily Peters was killed. No trial date has been set yet. A bumper crop of U.S. college graduates boosted their earnings by $14 trillion between 2010 and 2020. But the head of the study says racial gaps persist. Tony Carnevale is with Georgetown University.
The way the American system works is that people from less advantaged families begin to lose ground in the early grades.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters enjoyed their return to the spotlight with the Rafters Hot Stove event last weekend. It was held last Saturday at the Hotel Mead and Conference Center. Attendees previewed the team's roster, upcoming promotions, and various other highlights for the 2024 baseball campaign. Kellner Cafe provided a dinner buffet, and the Hotel Mead Ballroom was filled with camaraderie, excitement, and exclusive baseball insights. The Rafters Hot Stove event has set the stage for what promises to be an unforgettable 2024 campaign. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin reminds people how they can protect themselves against a cyber attack. Be cautious of what you share on social media. Manage your privacy settings on web services and apps. Make sure your passwords are long and strong. Use the strongest authentication tools available to lock down your logins. Remember, personal info is like money. Value it, protect it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks win in Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled away late to beat the Pistons. Final score, Milwaukee 122, Detroit 113. Giannis with 31 points. Chris Middleton scoring 26. Surpassing the big dog, Glenn Robinson, as the third highest scoring player in franchise history. And he did it in Detroit, where his NBA career began. Middleton on Bally Sports.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool moment. You know, I'm happy. Still want to keep doing a lot of great things for this team, for this city. It all started here, which is pretty cool that I did that, but I feel like I still have a lot left.
College hoops, Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight to face the Gophers. NFL, at his end-of-season press conference, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur suggested he consider giving up play calling during games in order to focus on all aspects of the team.
You know, I got to make some decisions how we, you know, game plan offensively. Going to look at all that stuff and try to do what's best for our football team.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It is going to be a cloudy day today. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Could be some frost or a little bit of light patchy freezing drizzle overnight. Our low 28. Tomorrow cloudy with afternoon showers. 35 with some rain, perhaps mixing with a little snow. Tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks for kicking off your day with us. Been a lot of fun this show today. We've been having a good time. We still got a half an hour with you. We're going to make sure to make the most of it with 10 horrible hygiene habits that are way too common.
Because this is information you need to know.
It's time to feel guilty, everybody. It's fun to occasionally remember how gross we all are. You know, we have this in common. Every one of us.
We're all human.
We're all human. We all human beings are weird. Human beings, are, our bodies are weird. Yep, we do weird things. Our bodies do weird things that we can't control, and we all have that in common. Keep that in mind as we go through this list of things, and maybe even some personal, like, oh, I gotta think about that myself. Actually, I didn't know that kind of thing might be helpful there too. But let's. This is not about poking fun or picking on people. This is about how we all have this in common.
We're just here to gross you out this morning. Yeah, that's basically really what it boils down to.
A little column A, a little column B. Never cleaning your phone or your keys. People don't clean their AirPods enough either.
Well, it's not something you really think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that we, you know, it came to light more during the pandemic because we're like, oh, we should clean everything we touch. And then there was that light bulb that went off. Ah, we should be doing this all the time.
Yep.
Not just when there's a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that really really came home. Hopefully people are still doing.
Germs? Yes, that's a thing.
I think the AirPods thing is a really good note, or not just AirPods, but like headphones in general.
Yeah, headphones in general.
With us in our industry, we're a little more familiar with having to clean those and everything. But
yeah, because we share them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But even I could be better about it. I'm really good at cleaning the ones here in the room and in the two studios, but my own personal ones that only I use, I need to be better about cleaning those.
Yeah, and the ones you use at home, maybe.
Yes, yes.
Something to pay attention to.
And our phones. Cleaning our phones more often is something we really got to do. I do this one out of every 10 trips, maybe, but taking our phones to the bathroom. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Like, why? And I do it too. I'm not like pointing the finger or anything here. I do. Like, we got
it. We're all guilty
of it. Yeah. Speaking of the bathroom, just rinsing your hands in the bathroom. Quote, remember the beginning of the pandemic when the government had to remind you how to use soap?
And how long to use soap?
Yes, how long I think is the key to that, yeah.
Yeah.
We can't all be doing this where we're all like 5-year-olds washing our hands, where we just like put our knuckles into water for like 2 seconds.
Turn the water on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Brush the fingers underneath it, turn the water off.
Just a little. Just a quick
Did
brush.
It. I washed.
Just,
Come on.
I'm done. And then I jump in bed. No, we can't. If we
and
can't
then mom,
be doing that.
Mom comes in there. The towel's not even wet. You didn't wash your hands.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this isn't a bad reminder for mom and dads and, you know, parents and adults out there either, because just a quick reminder, they learn it from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like all the behavior that you don't like in your kids, I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's always the parents, but it oftentimes you got to look at you.
It
sometimes
hurt to have that reminder of you are an example to the little ones around you all the time.
All the time. Not cleaning your belly button. Ah, I don't like that. I don't like messing with my belly button. I do, but I don't like it.
You know what kind of belly button you have.
I got an innie, and it is. I don't like it messed with. I don't know, and I don't like messing with it myself either. I don't like that. But you got to do it. You got to clean it.
Yeah, it's an important place to clean.
That's one of those things that nobody tells you either. Like, I don't ever remember my mom and dad sitting down and saying, Jimmy, you got to clean your belly button. Like, I don't remember ever, like, in any class or anything, in health class or anything like that, this ever coming up.
Well, sometimes it's one of those things, and not necessarily, but there's a lot of things like that in life where you forget that you were told it or taught it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just like a thing that oh, yeah, I forgot about that bit. I should do that.
I wonder how many of us truly remember how we learned to tie our shoes, you know, or learned how to spell our last name or something like that. Like, I vaguely remember those things, but I don't really remember them. That's a really good point, actually.
And some things we get better with practice, like brushing our teeth.
Yes.
You know, when we're little, we don't do a great job at it.
No.
But because you do it every day and you should do it twice a day, you get better at it.
There is nothing like seeing a 4-year-old very focused and very determined to get that toothpaste on the toothbrush, and it's got to be this is a specific amount, and then they do all this, and they just throw the brush in their mouth and like brush what, like move around in it once or twice, and then done.
It's like, you didn't do anything besides your tongue.
Yes.
There's teeth in there too.
Being a shoes on household. Shoes off people think it's gross because you track all kinds of gross stuff into you in from the street.
Very true.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and if you choose to have your household like that, you're just going to have to clean your floors more often.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't really, that's a hard one to complain about if you're tracking it in literally on your own. Mm-hmm. Not cleaning door handles. Never cleaning door handles.
Are another one of those spots. You just don't think about it.
Yeah, we're constantly touching them. And we're not just touching it with our hands. How many of us, like I use my feet all the time to open things or to push open doors.
You can reach door handles with your feet, James?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm talking like with your shoes on and you kick the door open or something like that. I'm like,
I'm teasing.
Yeah,
you.
I know.
I'm just picturing you with your long legs trying to reach up to a doorknob and turn it with you with your foot.
I have done that once, but I cannot go into the details of why. Okay. Not on the air. We can talk about
not ask.
Off air. I'll fill you in off air.
I don't know if I even want to know.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not washing your sheets and pillowcases enough.
Yeah.
This one,
that happens.
I do this one at least once a week. At least once a week, I'm washing those things. I can't help myself. I don't know if you need to do it that much, but I know that I do.
Well, I think that's a good recommendation.
Well, it's just me. I'm doing laundry for, and so I do laundry once a week, and I'm good. And since I'm already, you know, at the washer and dryer, and I'm already doing this stuff, if I'm being honest, at my parents' house doing the laundry, I'm already there. I might as well throw the sheets in after, you know.
Well, and if it's just you, you don't have that many clothes to wash.
No, not at all. No. Flushing the toilet lid or flushing with the toilet lid up. It sprays. That's another one of those things, though, that I don't think that you learn the hard way.
Yeah, we don't think about the fact that that does put more into the air than you necessarily want.
Yeah. Not replace.
It's gross to think about.
It is. I think we covered it well. So we keep moving. We covered it well. We're talking about the toilet cover.
So bad.
I am. I should not be allowed on the air. Not replacing your toothbrush. You're supposed to do it every 3 months. One person said they remember by doing it when the seasons change.
Okay.
That's not bad. That's not a bad way to remember to do it. As long as you remember to do it, you know, however you remember, I don't care if you're putting it on the calendar, you got a reminder on your phone. I really hope that there is a couple of reckonings that happen in the next, God knows how many years it's going to take us. You know, certainly childcare is one of the biggest things and one of the biggest things that's facing us in 2024 and going forward. How we handle childcare, what we do with childcare is vital to everything we do. It touches everything we do as a society. So I think that's maybe the biggest, if not one of the biggest, top three things we got to figure out. Yes. One of the other ones is dental health and making it more accessible to everybody. We have a handful of things in place, like Badger Care and some things like that do help people that don't have insurance, Obamacare.
And there's some programs in schools, Smiles for Life. I think that there's a couple other ones regionally that help for children who don't have dental care, but we need more.
We can do better. And while I don't know if we're ever going to have universal health care, I would love to see something like that with dental care. It's too important. It's too vital. There's too many factors that come into play, and it's just too dang expensive for most anybody. We're not talking about people that are, one step away from being in the poorhouse here. We're talking about everybody. Like even people that have dental insurance have difficulty going to. Have to debate. Well, do I want to go to the dentist or do I want to eat? Think about that for a second. Like the defeativeness of this, the ridiculousness of that. Huh? Did I lose Melissa? Did she finally get tired of me on my soapbox? She did, didn't she? It's understandable. It makes sense. Kind of knew this day was going to come. I kind of figured this was always going to happen. I'm sorry, everybody. That's my fault. I made Melissa leave. I was on my soapbox for too long. I really thought she was going to jump in right there, but we're having a little bit of trouble connecting. We'll go ahead right here. This is a good place to take a time out. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you ever jumped in an ice-cold lake for a good cause? It's Polar Plunge fundraising time for Special Olympics Wisconsin. 8 locations with the first February 3rd in Wisconsin Rapids. It helps support the Special Olympics Winter Games in Wausau the following weekend.
Our Winter State Games include the sports of cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, snowboarding, and snowshoeing.
Ashley Hansen is with Special Olympics and says the plunge also supports fair health care for their athletes.
Offering the training for medical staff is really important to make sure that people with intellectual disabilities are receiving the same care that you or I would.
Find information for the Plunge, Winter Games, and more at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It is going to be a cloudy day today. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Could be some frost or a little bit of light patchy freezing drizzle overnight. Our low 28. Tomorrow cloudy with afternoon showers. 35 with some rain, perhaps mixing with a little snow. Tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We got her back, everybody.
I'm back.
She's
I'm
back.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, it said device not found.
That's interesting. When modern technology, what are we going to do?
And I had so many good things to say about dentists.
I just thought that I was on my soapbox too long,
I was talking, and you just couldn't hear me, and you just kept talking over me. No, I'm kidding.
Every once in a while, I got to show my manism. Got an interesting one right here, Melissa. Orkin released their list of its annual list of cities with the most bed bugs.
I don't know that I want to know this, James.
Mm-mm. No, this isn't a fun one. This is a That Ain't Right story.
Bugs are not good.
And if you're curious, you can go to orkin.com to find the complete list. New York City, Chicago in there, Philadelphia, Cleveland/Akron, Ohio, Los Angeles, Detroit, Washington, D.C., Indianapolis, Charlotte, all in the list.
Well, and they had a really bad problem in Paris this last year.
Yeah, they note that in this article, actually, here, that Paris is also a bed bug hotspot right now. That they're still dealing with that problem.
Wow.
That's it. This is one of those things too, where if you haven't dealt with bed bugs, you don't know the pain that they are. Like, it's not like the most excruciating pain you're ever going to deal with, whether it's getting rid of them or actually dealing with the bites. But it is annoying as all get out, right. And they
it's
do
the frustration.
The
persistent.
That you worked in the hotel industry as well. Did you ever deal with this, Melissa?
Yeah, when I was at the Wisconsin Military Academy, it's because they get brought in off of the field. You know, soldiers are out in the field for weeks on end, and then they come back to the dorms, and we end up getting infestations in rooms, and they basically quarantine it like it's SARS.
Yeah.
It's that this area is shut down until we can get rid of this problem.
Yeah, that ain't right. That just ain't right right there. That is not a good one.
And it's not right that the soldiers have to deal with that. That's not,
no.
It's not necessarily their fault.
No.
It just, it happens.
That's one of those ones where there's no, there's only so much you can quote unquote blame when it comes to that.
I can tell you how this ends. Insects take over the world.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're going with this, isn't it? Yeah, it seems to be. Now that was our one of our That Ain't Right stories. This is our feature That Ain't Right story, and we're going local for this. That's right. We can't pick on Florida and California and Texas and some of our bigger states without being a little bit self-aware and being able to make fun of ourselves and laugh at ourselves as well here in the Midwest. And a woman in Wisconsin suffered heartbreak on Saturday when her Green Bay Packers lost to the San Francisco 49ers. She suffered heartbreak, not a heart attack.
Oh.
Emergency services were sent to a home in Madison, Wisconsin on Saturday night after a woman called 911 saying that her aunt was in trouble. She had just gotten a text message from her aunt that said, "I'm having a heart attack," but she didn't mean that literally. She was watching the Packer game and she was anxious about it since the 49ers were coming back.
Oh, no.
A few minutes later, the Madison Fire Department pulled up to the aunt's home, and the aunt, 100% alive and well and doing fine, went out smiling and said that it had been a misunderstanding. She apologized to the EMTs and the paramedics, saying she didn't realize that her words would be taken seriously.
Oh, dear.
Is that let's go ahead and get this out of the way. The this is wrong. These services are vital. Every second that they waste taking a call that is not they are missing another
not necessary. Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes them away from people who actually need them.
I hope that everybody understands that everybody's on the same page when it comes to that stuff. We cannot be abusing our services. That all being said, this is a little funny. As long as you put that stuff aside and you have that in your heart and your head that you know that that ain't right, that part of it. But I mean, how many times have people said this in history of sports? And this is this is the only time I've ever heard of this actually happening.
Well, a little bit of a knock on whoever it is that called emergency services too. Did they not call the aunt back? I mean, did they not take into consideration for a single second that, well, if they're cognizant enough to text me, why wouldn't they just call 911?
Yeah. I have some follow-up questions on that. That is going to have to go in our That Ain't Right collection, though.
I'm glad that she's okay, and hopefully, you know, Packers have a better season next year.
There you go. Yeah. And keeping
that.
But
they did make it to the playoffs.
And keeping in mind, too, that, you know, words matter.
Yeah.
Words are important on both sides of that.
Specific meanings.
We need a palate cleanser, and we got one earlier today. A big thank you to Addison Morin for joining us, our Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 2024.
It was fun to get to know her a little bit.
Yeah, Addison's fantastic. That kid's going to do great things. Be sure to follow her throughout town when she's bopping around. She'll be dropping the puck at the River Kings game coming up on this Saturday. Be sure to be on down there and support your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river at riverkingshockey.com. And she'll be attending the YMCA Boys and Girls Club Father-Daughter Dance coming up on February 3rd.
Nice.
We'll be talking more about that in our Boys and Girls Club as we get closer to that event. Join us today from 3 to 4 for an amazing midday magazine. We kick things off in part one with Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Always love talking with Lacey. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, find out what's going on.
And in part two, new Executive Director, Teresa Faulkner, going to join us. She will cover a variety of topics pertaining to the new year and what's new at the Family Center, including her.
All right. Excellent.
Looking forward to that. Being on the board, I'm fortunate that I've gotten to know her a little bit. She's amazing. She is wonderful.
Excellent.
Our community is so much stronger having people like her in it. Looking forward to everybody getting to know her a little bit more and talking with her about her and the Family Center.
Good
stuff on our radio tonight, Melissa, at 5 o'clock. It's a ball night tonight, Melissa, on both radio stations. It's a ball night.
Oh, really?
5 o'clock, Wisconsin men's basketball at Minnesota, Big Ten matchup, as the Badgers continue to have this surprising season in the Big Ten, basketball-wise. Not a lot of people had them playing as well as they have been. And on WIRI at 7:05, our pregame will kick off high school boys basketball, Edgar at Assumption.
Nice.
Randy and Seth are going to cover that one for you. You know it's going to sound good with those two.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, Bucks basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks host Cleveland, kicks off at 6:30 right here at WFHR. It's going to be a long time before I get used to being able to say Bucks basketball on our radio. I just love being able to talk about that.
Good.
And then on Thursday, we've got the Greg Gard Show at 6:05 and the Wisconsin Hockey Hour at 7:05. Back-to-back, hearing the coaches of your Wisconsin Badgers hockey and basketball teams right here on WFHR every week. Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Home of basketball.
Mm-hmm. Did have this note from our Wisconsin Parks and Forestry Department. I believe you had this in your news break, Melissa, didn't you?
Yeah, the snowmobile trails are going to shut down tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. So if you're itching to ride... Right now, today's the day.
She's got an itching to ride. She's got an itching to ride.
I don't think those are the words, James.
No, I think I messed it up. keep that in mind, everybody. You can keep up to date on all the things going on with our Parks and Forestry Department by checking out their Facebook and Instagram pages, or go to our friends at Travel Wisconsin.
Yep. Yeah, they have the snowmobile updates all across the state right there.
Shout out to our friend Dan getting us this info. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
And January is Radon Action Month, and as we're wrapping up the month of January, I just want to remind everybody about this. Our friends over at the Wood County Health Department, we say a good morning and a big shout-out to them. We back our friends over at the Health Department. They have test kits that are half price for right now in the Wisconsin Rapids area.
Yeah, they're only $5, so this is a good month to go and pick up one of those test kits. You put it down in your basement. I mean, obviously, there's different directions and stuff, but you leave it out for a certain amount of time, and you send it in to get tested. It'll let you know if you have a radon leak issue in your basement.
Yeah, be sure to find out more about that and pick up one of those kits at 111 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to noon, and then 1 to 4:30. You can give them a call as well at 715-421-8911. That's 421-8911.
You can also pick it up at the Marshfield City Hall.
Yeah, good note. Good thing to keep in mind. Let's get to a couple of world good stories. Like, more than 200 people in Florida had a, quote, birthday parade for a woman who just turned 101.
Wow.
Her name is Valerie Ryan, and she's a veteran. She joined the Navy in World War II and taught soldiers how to land bombs.
Oh, wow.
She told a reporter that her secret to her longevity is, quote, drink all the booze you could drink.
Guess that's working for her.
I guess it worked for her. A big thank you to her for her service. Yes. We appreciate you, Valerie. We appreciate you, Miss Ryan. And if you want a good palate cleanser, you want a good smile today, go ahead and check out that video. Just throw into your search bar birthday parade for a 101-year-old, and you will be enjoyed. You'll enjoy it.
Nice. That's beautiful.
During last week's cold snap, a bunch of Jeep Wrangler fans in Alabama pitched in to help out healthcare workers. A group called Rocket City Wranglers offered them free rides to and from work.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's actually a pretty kind of cool community with the Jeep world that I didn't know until I had one. And you know that about that, don't you? Yeah.
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. These things go on and everything. It's not the same as like the biker universe or anything, but it's a little similar to that with that. I know Mustangs are a little like that, too. I know a handful of people like that with their Mustangs. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where the ducks, if you leave a duck on somebody's Jeep, that's a thing.
Yes. and Royal Caribbean's new Icon of the Seas cruise ship is now the largest in the world with 1,198 feet long. And it's got its newest crew member this month, a six-month-old golden retriever named Rover. He is their chief dog officer. Her job is to, quote, bring joy and happiness to her fellow crew and guests.
Oh, That's pretty cool.
Again, there is some great video of this beautiful Labrador just sitting in the captain's chair, just checking out, just watching the water go by, just watching the ocean.
This is the life.
So cool.
Must not get seasick.
We got two tickets to go see MJ the Illusion, reliving the King of Pop. We're going to give them away right now.
Awesome.
That's a good story to end on. That's a good story to end on. Go ahead and give us a call, 715-424-2600. You can just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Go ahead and call up and join the conversation, everybody, and get yourself
get your free tickets.
Yes. Let us know your favorite MJ song. What's your favorite Michael Jackson song? I think Billie Jean is a good one. I really like Smooth Criminal. Those are good. There's a couple good ones. There's a lot of good ones. There's you can pick any Michael Jackson song. Nobody's going to argue with you about your favorite song.
No.
Call up and win some free tickets.
Just list off the one you've heard the most, Thriller.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. That counts. That works. We feel free to call up and join the conversation. Looking forward to hearing from you and looking forward to joining you again tomorrow. Seth and Melissa will be with us. Mel, great show today.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a good one, everybody. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon and later right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W2.